Welcome back to the narrow pod between pages, where we read a page of the narrow road between desires, and then we talk about it. This is page 167. If sending him ain't enough, what if I grow up like my da? I get so... His voice choked off and his eyes started to leak tears. I'm not good. I know it. I know better than anyone. Like you said, I got his blood in me. She needs to be safe. From me. If I grow up all twisted, she needs the charm to... She needs something to make me go... Reich clenched his teeth, unable to continue. Bast reached out and took hold of the boy's shoulder. He was stiff and rigid as a plank of wood. Slowly, Bast gathered him in and gently put his arms around his shoulders. They stood there for a long moment, Reich stiff as a bowstring, trembling like a sail tight against the wind. Reich, Bast said softly, you're a good boy. Do you know that? The boy bent then, sagged against Bast and seemed like he would break himself apart with sobbing. His face was pressed into Bast's stomach and he said something, but it was muffled and disjointed. Bast made a soft crooning sound of the sort you'd use to calm a horse or soothe a hive of restless bees. The storm passed and Reich stepped away, scrubbing the end of the page. I'm Amrita.
I'm RJ.
I'm John. I've been waiting for this page the entire book. Like, this is some of the most, like, heartbreaking and beautiful things that like, is in any of Pat's writing, honestly, for me. Like, the idea that this kid is so afraid of what might be in him that he feels that he needs to protect his mother from himself is just shattering. And I remember reading this for the version of this that's in the Lightning Tree for the first time, and it's just, I can't remember if it actually brought me to tears, but it may very well have, because this is intense.
Yeah, it is. If I grow up all twisted, it's just so sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, and it was not easy to read. I think that's why I kind of stumbled a bit a couple of times, because I was just thinking about what I had just read.
Mm-hmm.
You did a good job.
It's a lot. Thank you.
It is a lot. And also the thing that happens in the second half of the page here, where he just like crumples into Bast with sobs, like that's a really powerful moment too.
Yeah. And I love how evocative the sort of the body language,
yeah,
the way it's described, it's really evocative. Seemed like he would break himself apart with sobbing. Like, you know, it brings to mind like when you're crying so heavily that it's like physically sort of racking you or rocking, yeah, you. I don't know what I mean to say, but you know, it's very, very evocative. Like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and that, yeah, feeling you can't catch your breath when you're sobbing, mm-hmm, that hard and your chest is like trying to come out of the last you're doing while you're trying to
yeah,
trying to breathe, this poor kid. And he doesn't think he's good. He says, I know better than anyone. And that, mm-hmm, it kind of, part of that it makes me wonder how much of that was told to him, because there's that line where he tells Bast that he should get more of the belt than he gets or something like that, you know, in this book. And we, mm-hmm, said he probably hears that from his dad at home. That's probably some of that negative self-talk comes from what his dad, yeah, his mean dad's telling him too.
That's a great note.
Yeah. Yeah, kids soak stuff up. I mean, this poor kid has had to make some really, has had to think of some really dark things because of how terrible his dad is. And I know that there are kids that still do that today. I'm thinking of what's her name, who just kind of got out of prison recently, who with like the Munchausen syndrome, Gypsy Rose. Anyway, who like her boyfriend killed her mom because her mom had been like feeding her drugs for years and making her think she was sick.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I am blissfully ignorant about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sad. It makes me wonder if Pat Rothfuss has any, you know, experience. Like, I mean, I think writing about an abused child or a child from an abuse, a house with abuse is very difficult. And I don't really know, like, I don't have any personal experience with it, but it seems verisimilitudinous the way he's written about it. So I wonder.
I feel like everything that I've seen him write about his parents was always pretty good. Like, I know that he had just like vast respect for his mother. And the only thing I really remember him saying about his father is in like the dedication to Name of the Wind, where it's like, he taught me, if you're going to do something, do it right and take your time. That doesn't, of course, that doesn't preclude anything, you know, else from having happened, but,
Vin has an interesting note in the chat. It's wise of Reich to realize that he may have inherited his father's traits or absorbed them. And I agree. It's like really, you know, it's wiser than his years, sort of. It's a moment that brings his character into even more sympathy, if you weren't already sympathetic towards him.
Yeah, I guess my initial thought when I saw that was to think, oh no, I don't know about that. But like when I think about it a little bit longer, I think he's right. Cause, just me personally, you know, like I can see tendencies in me that are similar to my dad, who I love and who was a great, great dad, but you know, still just a human person with flaws. And I definitely see some of those same flaws in myself occasionally. And it does take a certain amount of perspective and self-awareness to be able to see those things. So yeah, that definitely is, it would be uncommon for a kid of that age to have that that kind of clarity on his own emotional makeup.
That's a good point. Sorry, go
like ahead. I think what often happens is that people grow up and have their own kids, and then they sort of understand, you know, where their parents' like flaws were coming from in some sense, and then you start comparing yourself to your parent. But to do it at this really young age, I think is rare, as you said.
Yeah. Definitely, that's been the case for me. Being a parent has made me see myself seeing myself as a father has given me a different perspective on my father and everything. But yeah, as Bill mentioned here that being told that he's good is what breaks the dam, and that he doesn't hear that nearly enough, and that's what really, you know, sort of allows him to just kind of release all that tension and kind of fall apart in a good way.
Absolutely.
That is a good point. And I think also for Bast to have said that to him, because Bast has been tough with him and has pushed him and has pushed him away and told him no and argued with him a bit. So,
yeah,
you know,
these are great points.
Cathartic moment. Yeah.
You guys are so smart. Like, these are so really good points.
All right. Well, unless there's anything else, we will continue to be excellent point makers and especially smart.
Tomorrow's I'm going to start declining page. Tomorrow. Narrow page.
What?
I'm going to start declining. I'm going to be less smart tomorrow.
Oh, no. Have you peaked?
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Page.
Narrow page.
Narrow page.